Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly quarantine spin-off of Loose Units, where Dad and I have a bit of a cheeky phone call to keep you company during the quarantine. Dad, how are you doing?
Really good. How are you?
I'm great.
Am I speaking quickly?
Yes, a little bit quickly.
Do you know
yeah.
why?
Why?
Because I've been on the road all day.
Really?
And now I've just come home. And for those listeners that don't know, I do fast, only 20 hours a day, because I'm an extremist. And I've just had a massive coffee.
You've had a caffeine suppository by the sounds of it.
Yep, so...
Yep, right up the clacker.
Pretty full on.
Obviously, this week, you and I have been talking a lot on the phone because something really, really big has happened.
Massive.
And would you like to clue listeners in as to what it is?
Well, it's about your second book.
My second book?
Is that B-double-O-K?
You mustn't say book. People will be confused.
Okay. No, my... Book. Well, second book. Amazing. So, it's... I don't know what to say.
Well... This whole podcast started because I wrote a book based on things that you went through as a cop. And then the podcast is basically, you know, it's like listening to the interview sessions for the book. But Penguin said yes to a second book, and it's called Electric Blue. And it's out this Father's Day, and it is the most ambitious, weird, off-the-wall thing I've ever done in my life. And, you know, it's based on the stories that they may have heard from the podcast. It's got cases that they wouldn't have heard, but also it's got some really, frankly, weird shit in it. Now, Dad, you've read some.
I love it.
What did you like about it?
I'm so excited.
Why?
How many are you allowed to tell the listeners how many pages?
It's longer than the last one, I will say that much. But there's a lot of people who want to listen to it in audiobook form. Now, without spoiling anything, I genuinely think that you should give the physical copy a crack first, or a Kindle. But there's going to be something in this book in the last 100 pages or so, and I can't spoil it for you, that will really benefit from being able to flip around a little bit.
Definitely. It's very difficult for me to talk about the book without not talking about the last 100 pages, which I won't, but that's pretty... It reminds me a little bit of the people like Burke and Wills and... Oh, shit, not Burke and Wills. Who was it? Blackstone, Lawson and Wentworth, who went over the Blue Mountains and discovered the Western Plains.
Right.
It's a bit like you with this book. it's basically uncharted territory.
Well,
what you've managed to do and how you got permission to do it from Penguin is just exceptionally amazing and really good of them to allow you to do what we're not to talk about. The only way you're going to find out about it is to buy the book.
Is to buy the bloody book.
And get into it. It's a cracker.
What is it like for you to sit down and, you know, because last time when Loose Units came out, you know, we sent you a copy. And what was it like to read the book version of your adventures?
It was incredible. Well, there's actually a video of me unwrapping the book you sent me.
Yes, there is.
It was all filmed and it was exciting. Are we allowed to mention that you... can we talk about who's illustrating the book?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of drawings.
Are we allowed to say?
You can do that.
Well, Paul, and for the listeners that may or probably don't know this, is that Paul... He's a gifted illustrator. He got that on my side of the family.
Yes, naturally.
Even though I can't even draw a stick figure.
It skips generations. It's like male pattern baldness, which has thankfully skipped us both as well. But I've been drawing since I was a kid, so I asked Penguin if I could illustrate the book.
Well, I remember when you were at university, you wrote, directed and produced quite a few plays. And you, as a gift for one of the plays, you did... a caricature in the Japanese manga style of the entire cast.
And, that's right.
That was phenomenal. So you've clearly got some talent. underline the word some.
Well, it's been fun because I got to draw you in, you know, in kind of, I got to draw you and put you in the book. But I think one of the great things for me about the process was getting to take stories that we talked through and things that happened to you and then basically giving them this fairly avant-garde Hollywood treatment. So I think if you have listened to the podcast and you're like, I know those cases, you don't. Like, not the way they're written in the book. There is, they go in really weird, intense directions, and there's a lot of, I think, really fun liberties taken. But also, the book has Dad and I in the present day as well. So if you like listening to us, you get to kind of have this version of us in the book as well. Does that make
really,
sense?
It's clever. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks, Dad.
And judging by the early interest, I think it's going to be good. We're just genuinely excited about something that's about to happen.
Well, that is absolutely...
It's like getting excited about Christmas.
Yeah, it is Christmas, and every couple of years, Paulie pops a new book out, and this is my second book, and it's a real privilege to be able to get to do another book. And how many, Dad, I got to ask, how many dads do you think have had their sons write books about them? It's not...
I don't know any. But I'm Mind just... you, I don't know many people, because I'm... Well, I mean, personally, I don't. I
sure.
feel as though it's the loose units, particularly on Instagram and and Facebook. I think it's like a family, and
we're a very tight bunch, and we've got a really, really wonderful group of listeners and readers. Mm. What I would ask everyone to do, and this is a genuine appeal, I don't often ask things of loose units listeners, but here's how the book industry works. If pre-sales go through the roof, the publisher absolutely, basically, they just go twice as hard pushing the book. It gets on a bestseller list ahead of time. It gets put in more stores. It basically goes global. So what I'm asking you to do, and what Dad and I would really love it if you did, is if you go to penguin.com.au, or alternatively, you can just call your local bookstore and just basically pre-order the book. And if you have friends, pre-order it for them. Get everyone you know to basically just flood people with pre-orders all over. Go local, go online. Because if we can get this book trending, if we can get this book pre-sold really hard, it's going to turn into a bestseller. And I don't mean to bury the lead here, but if this book becomes a bestseller, there'll be another book and another book. And Dad and I will tour to more places to do more book tours, and we'll do more live shows. And there's all these great secret projects we've got in the works, which will really, really, really get much bigger and much better if this book goes nuclear. Dad, do you want to barrel the camera?
What's barrel the camera mean?
Well, you're meant to imagine a camera, right?
Okay.
Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Where's the camera?
It's to your left.
Oh, there it is. Yep. look, it's surreal for me because the caricature, you've actually done drawings of me.
Yeah.
Which is, and you've always done cartoons of me.
Have I posted the picture of you as an astronaut on the Facebook page? Because we should organise that.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think that'd people would like that.
But look, there's nothing better than... The only time that I ever actually read a proper book is when I'm on holidays. And I just absolutely get into it. It's because there's something great about carrying the book with you.
Mm.
And what I do is, that's probably sacrilege for a lot of book readers, is that I actually fold the top of the corner of the page off. Over. That's my spot. It's exciting. I can't wait to actually get the actual physical book. Look, it's weird. I mean, to have one book about your stories is
it's weird.
I think it's quite rare and exceptional.
Yeah.
But to have two, I mean, think about Penguin actually agreeing to a second. I mean, they must really, really think this is, they obviously believe in you, and I think they're pretty excited about the stories.
Do you know one of the reasons they said yes to the second book? And it's because of our listeners. Like, you listeners, your interest and your subscribing to the show, and every week all of you downloading the show, that is what got this book over the line. So this book actually happened because of you. And here's an absolute fact. If every one of you listeners, and there's a lot of you out there all over the world, if every single one of you listeners bought this book, we would be on... I'm not going to say Dan Brown levels of bestseller lists, but we would be a global bestseller. You can actually, you have the power in your hands right now to pick up your phone, get online, and just grab the book, pre-order it, and Dad, we could be on the fucking New York Times bestseller list if our listeners get this book.
Would I get to meet Oprah Winfrey?
Well, you can meet Oprah Winfrey if you like. Do you think we could be on her Book of the Month club?
Sure. Yeah, definitely her Book of the Month. Yep, love it.
Yeah, great.
With Obama and people like that. Again, to refer, as you did, to the wonderful people that make up this whole community, the people that come to the shows, the people that, you know, just those great, amazing people that make a really big effort and to see them all there at these shows. And I think when Penguin saw that, I think they were actually quite shocked, because, you know, we're really, it's been, look, if you start from Woe to Go, it's been some years in the making, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a serious labor of love, and it's taken a lot of effort. But the one thing that, the reason this exists is because we have listeners who listen every week and who download the show and recommend it to their friends and come out to our live shows and queue up for ages to meet us. And it's just, it's crazy. But Penguin saw that and went, oh, God, what a slam dunk. Like, how can we not do this? So it's, the book is for you.
That's exciting.
So you think people should pre-order the book right now?
Yep, right now. Is there a phone number or...
No, there's no phone number. They just got to go. If you go to penguin.com.au and search for Electric Blue, or you can go to our Facebook page, or there's heaps of ways to do it. Mum pre-ordered a copy, which is nice.
She did last night.
Isn't that lovely?
So sweet. She bought it for her Mother's Day.
Oh, I was going to send her
for
one.
For herself.
Oh, God. She's what a sweet. She's in the book. I'm sorry for not mentioning this, but Mum's in the book. And I mean, like, in the book. It's not like last time where she was mentioned. We actually do cases from her time as a cop. So if you enjoyed the Mum episodes, God, you're in for a treat. I'm so excited about this book.
That term, you're in for a treat, that's actually my little phrase.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to copyright a bunch of stuff that you say.
The cover's incredible. The artwork is, the colourway is just incredible. I mean, there's a lot we can't talk about.
There's so many things.
So I kind of feel as though I'm talking with something, like I feel as though I'm talking underwater with my mouth full of marbles. It's difficult because there are so many things. Because, as the listener knows, and I've said it ad nauseum, ad whatever Latin phrase I can come up with, Louis Secundus, second to none, I don't want to blow it in terms of, I don't want to give any spoilers for the incredible book. It's a great yarn. The writing is just, you're a wonderful writer.
Thanks.
Obviously, I find from the minute I got the first book and I started reading, it was just so, it was like, not only was it like being there, but it was almost, believe it or not, listeners, better than being there, because you painted such an incredible, I mean, it was just exciting, and I found it really difficult to put down.
And it goes in some weird directions. This book really does go off the beaten path a lot. There's stuff in there that Dad, you know, I want to spoil some stuff. We can't.
And that's why I'm being a little bit restrained, Paul.
Yeah.
And
it's
important, because I don't want to put my foot in it.
I respect that. Okay? I really appreciate
you know,
that.
I know to a degree. I mean, I haven't read the book yet, and I'm dying to, but, you know, there are some things in there that are pretty cutting edge insofar as your techniques and what sort of artistic license you've been given by Penguin, which is pretty unprecedented. I think you're really, really, I think this is going to be, for the listeners, quite surprising.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
That's all I can say. I mean, I can't, you know, like I said, I'm talking with the gag.
Yep, marbles. You got the marbles in. Well, look, we're going to wrap up this chat about Electric Blue, but we are not kidding. We can make it onto the bestseller charts. So all you have to do is pre-order the book. It's super easy. Call your local bookstore, bug them, get the book pre-ordered, or alternatively, you can go onto, I think, pretty much every online bookstore. You can go to Agnes and Robertson, you can go to Dimex, you can go to Booktopia.
What about people overseas, Paul? What about all our fans in Japan and Europe?
They can get it on Amazon, but if they go to penguin.com.au and search for Electric Blue, the page will come up, and there's a whole bunch of different pre-order links. You can pre-order it on Kindle, you can pre-order the audiobook, you can just pre-order all different versions.
So you're going to do an audiobook?
Yeah, and let me tell you something, Dad. Given the high concept bullshit that I've woven through this book and the liberties I've taken, it is going to be an ordeal getting the audiobook done, but Penguin is pretty confident they can make it work. If we say any more, we're going to blow it. So let's make this a bestseller, guys. Let's really push the boat out on this one. Sounds Electric wonderful. Blue. Out Father's Day this year.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Right. Now what we're going to do is, many people who follow Loose Units on Facebook will know that Tegan and I had a car until about 36 hours ago, and something terrible happened to it. But seeing as how, as we've established, I don't drive and Tegan does, we're going to get Tegan in as a special guest on this episode of Loose Ends to talk about what happened to our car. And we'll talk about it with Dad, who dealt with a lot of car things. I don't want to spoil anything. So I'm gonna go get Tegan right now, okay? So
can I just say at this juncture that I love technology?
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Are you recording, Paul?
Yeah, you were complaining that your microphone didn't work before. You were swearing
up
a storm.
Well, that's because I didn't plug the little thing in.
That's right. For a few minutes, Dad was swearing until he was blue in the mouth, and it turns out he just hadn't pushed the little thing in.
But that, you know, I won't make that mistake again.
No.
No. I'll make another type of mistake.
A different, new, unique, better mistake.
Mm.
So a couple of nights ago, how many nights ago, Tegan?
This was on Monday night, so 3 nights ago.
My phone went off really late, and I obviously thought, well, there's obviously been a death in the family.
Sure.
And it was Paul.
Yep.
But you did sound very calm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, yeah, the honest truth is there had been a death in the family. My car died. It died a horrible death at the hands of a stranger.
If you regard that as a family member, I would say that it is the illegitimate child that needed to be put down.
It was my car, though, and the problem with me is that I really enjoy driving. I'm a very good driver. But in this financial bracket that we're in, I really couldn't give a shit about the cars on offer. One day, I'm going to have money to start buying the cars that I think about a lot of the time, and then I'll be excited about cars. But right now, it's, you know, I want that thing that gets from A to B and doesn't explode. That's kind of what I'm interested in. But there's been an added complication with my car for the past, gosh, quite a few months, which is that next to the apartment building Paul and I live in, I'm not sure if he's mentioned this in the past, but there is a huge construction project going on. And for some reason that we do not approve of, the guy that owns our apartment building gave the construction site access to our driveway. So on a very, very regular basis, we get blocked in, our cars get blocked in because delivery trucks are there or cement is being laid or tradies just decide to park at the mouth of the driveway and leave for a while. It's been an ongoing source of frustration. But occasionally they'll let us know when these deliveries are coming. So on Monday night, about a couple of hours before we were starting to wind down, I said to Paul, oh my God, I've got to move the car out and park it on the street because tomorrow they're blocking off the driveway and I've got work tomorrow. I had a job that came through. So being responsible, I set this alarm on my phone, moved the car, and a short while later, we've just heard this almighty bang. And because the streets are so quiet in Toorak at the moment, like it echoed down the street. And what's really interesting is Paul looked out the window and I looked out the window and I went, oh no, someone's had a car accident. Oh, that's so sad. And Paul went, hang on, isn't that your car? And then I went, motherfucker! And we have run out of the house, run to the front. And fortunately, thank God, the guy that was driving this other car was absolutely fine. Not a scratch on him. I checked. I was like, is your neck okay? Is your head feeling sore? Like, do you need water? And he's like, no, I'm fine. So then Paul and I asked him, we said, what happened? Like, how did this happen? And he didn't just nick the car. Like, he ripped off the whole back tire. I can't even imagine the speed.
Mm.
And he started coming up with this really interesting story about there being a truck. And the truck had braked, and so he'd had to swerve around the truck, and none of it made sense.
Nah, it's all bullshit.
We heard no screeching brake noises, let alone two sets. There were no brake or tire tracks on the road.
There's no one on the road.
No, the roads are empty. He hit our car and actually hit it so hard that he pushed it for a stop and a half into a telegraph.
I saw it. It was a serious accident. Imagine if you had been getting out of the car after you'd parked it.
Yeah.
You'd be...
dead.
You wouldn't survive.
Very, very dead.
I mean, any accident that can tear a wheel off a car is very impressive.
He kept mentioning this story of the truck a little bit, and then somebody responsible, I don't remember who it was, there are a lot of people out on the street circling because it was the most exciting thing that's happened in our lives in about 3 months. Mm. And somebody called the police, and we just saw the police rocking up. And I said to this lovely young man, I said, hey, if that truck story is real, I'm really sorry that happened. That must have been really scary for you. If it's not, I'm just going to let you know that the construction site next door has security cameras
brilliant.
All over it.
Good
and
call.
They are in operation. So if it didn't happen, you might want to stop saying it now. And surprise, surprise, the truck was never mentioned again.
Wow. It just disappeared.
Tegan, that's really clever. That's really shrewd of you.
Isn't that clever? And you know what's great is the tow truck guys who came along, he looked at our car and said, oh, this one's going to car heaven. And I was just so tickled at the notion of car heaven. And another weird thing happened. Because you and I talk about the police so much, we just sort of settled into this weird, bantery, podcasty mode with the cops. And we're just riffing with them. And at one point, I looked at his uniform and I'm like, what is that? What's that uniform? What is that?
You specifically said, what's that fabric?
And he said, and he thought, because he saw a boy talking about the cop stuff, he pulled like the vest off and goes, oh, it's just Velcro, like his cool gun vest. I go, no, underneath it, is that a Henley? Is that Navy? And he was so confused by my interest in his fashion choices. But it was a really weird night. Everyone from the building poured out. Everyone rallied around us. And right now, obviously, you know, we're looking for a freaking car.
Oh, it's so boring. We were at a car dealership today, and it's so boring. I'm quite serious. If anybody's selling a car, reach out.
This is not an idle offer.
I cannot be bothered.
If there are any listeners in Victoria who are selling a car, an auto, please actually get in touch on the Facebook page, because we are in the market, baby.
And I take it the offending driver was, he was insured.
He was. We were both insured, and I think that Paul and I, we both agreed, of course it's frustrating. It's not the sort of thing that you want to have happen, especially in this time when, you know, there's not a lot of work going around.
Mm.
But if anyone had been hurt, this would go from being a slightly irksome story to something deeply traumatic.
And did they put him on the breathalyzer?
Yeah, and I believe he was okay. I think the general consensus is that he was on his phone.
Yep. Fantastic. Oh, yep. Well, not fantastic that he was on the phone, but you wouldn't want him to be intoxicated because that creates all sorts of dramas for the insurance.
I know. And
they'll just wipe him. And the police were nice, I take it?
They were great. They were really great. In fact, Tegan and I went to Paran Police Station, you know, like about a year back, and we went in to hand our paperwork over for our intention to marry, and there was this police officer there. What was his surname?
Hasselbacker.
Hasselbacker. Hmm. This week on Hasselbacker. And basically, Hasselbacker, who was the handsomest man I've ever seen.
He was so beautiful.
He was beautiful. And he had this amazing, like, almost waxed vintage moustache. And he made fun of me for not filling the format correctly. But he was very charming and very friendly. And so we naturally thought, all right, these cops are locals. And Tegan's like, how's Hasselbacker? And he goes, oh,
he
moved on. He's been reassigned, but he's a really nice guy. And suddenly we had an in. So
I just wanted to say one other thing about the police, which I found, you know, interesting, upsetting. You know, I'm sure, John, this is something that you can relate to a lot. I said, have you guys been busy during Corona, or is it actually quiet now because everybody's stuck inside? And the officer said, it is a little bit quieter, but unfortunately the sort of stuff we're dealing with now is heightened cases of mental health issues and domestic violence, which is just
a shame.
Really sad to have that. You know, I think there's been a lot of talk about that in the media, and everybody's secretly assumed that was happening, hearing the police say it.
Tegan, it also should be noted that across the world, the incidents where police officers are most likely to be shot or stabbed fatally are domestics.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Because what happens is, in a general domestic situation where, for example, and there are lots of combinations, but I will use the combination of the majority of domestics, husband beats partner, this is the example I'm using, and she in turn hates man. It's a shit fight. But what happens is, quite often, and police will attest to this, is that the police rock up and all of a sudden, not all the time, but quite often then, partner takes side of the basher, the aggressor, because they then become a common enemy towards, they vent, this weird thing happens, and then they both hate the police because they feel that, well, what are you doing here? None of your business. Domestics are a really sad thing, and factually, because people are in confined spaces during this time, you know, tensions build, and think about those poor police having to go into these bloody scary situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a sense of real fatigue in this officer when he was talking about it. There was just something really sad there. But overall, they were just really lovely, lovely people. And I did just want to share one more story, which is that, you know, I feel like Loose Units listeners have a pretty good idea of who Paul is as a person. Now I read the comments on Facebook, I feel like you get him. So today, before we went to this first car yard to just start having a look, see what's out there, we established a little bit of a game plan. And I said to Paul, feel free. I mean, you know, all the listeners know that you don't drive, but the people at the car yard don't. So feel free to lead the conversation. Therefore, Paul started trying to adopt a character that was more blokey and he felt would be more suitable to buying a car, which involved him humming AC/DC and talking about how incompatible he and I were, because, like, women are from Mars, right, blokes? And it was great.
Yeah, I was like, hey, mate, listen, me and the missus need a new vehicle. The diff and the chassis are fucking shot. And I have no idea what cars are made of. As far as I'm concerned, they're fucking magical metal dragons that float along on wings of gossamer. And Tegan is just, I wore double denim. I went hard, Dad. You would have been proud.
Did it work?
No.
No, it didn't work. Otherwise, we wouldn't be asking for a car from the Lucianist listeners. But listen, if there are any Lucianist listeners who don't mind that I'm a weird churlish fop who doesn't know what a diff or a chassis are they even parts of cars?
Yes. Yeah.
Those may be parts of carriages. Yeah, then please do. Please do hit us up. Also, Tegan, you've been around for, you know, the past, God, well, you know, many, many years of my life. But
I thought you were just talking
of my
in
life.
General.
Jesus.
God, she's been around the block a few times.
Oh, the missus has been around the block a few times.
Oh,
get off my case, woman. But Tegan, obviously, you've been around for the development of this book. What were your first thoughts when you saw the artwork for Electric Blue drop a few days ago?
Oh, I was really excited. I love it. It's blue. It's pink. It's very exciting. I feel like it's. I mean, I've had a sneak preview at the contents of this book, so I think it's thematically on point. And it is, it's really beautiful. I'm excited to start putting them in people's hands.
And you pre-ordered one?
I did pre-order one, and then I found out that I used the wrong credit card number and the order bounced. So I'm going to have to order it again.
I think that's about all the time we have for this week's episode of Loose Ends. The request for a car wasn't a joke. That's serious. So if you want to hop on our Facebook page, and if you're in Victoria and you want to get rid of a car, please hit us up, because we are walking everywhere now.
Looking for something that's done under 100,000 Ks, preferably no older than 2014. I drive auto and, sporty, chic, cute.
Tegan, do you drive manual as well?
No, Tegan doesn't drive manual, no.
Okay, cool.
I had an accident when I was younger because I drove a car into a wall. Hey, and that was when I was driving manual. So after that, Dad had that mentality of going, just get back in a car as quickly as you can. Literally, get your license.
Good idea.
And I just didn't go manual again after that.
Mm. Tegan, I've enjoyed having you on the program.
It's been lovely. It's a real honour. And it's always, you know, it's lovely because I get to see this, you know, this series going out, and I occasionally get to chime in and hear what people are saying on Facebook. But it's also just really nice because everybody's so lovely and your audience is really special. Very
I know,
unique.
They're just wonderful. To think that all this has come about because Paul years ago said, Dad, how about, I write a book about your time in the police force? And I said, well, I don't think there are enough stories, Paul. And now we're talking second book and second year of podcasts and multiple live shows. So I was on the beach, as everyone knows that follows my Instagram, my photos, and I try and get a shot at Queenscliff Beach in the mornings. And yesterday morning, I bumped into this guy that I know, and he looked at me and he said, and I just, he said to me, he said, are all those stories for real? And I just looked at him and I said, of course they are. I said, you can't make this shit up. Anyway.
Also, I'll just say occasionally, you know, Paul will show me a message or two that gets sent privately to either you, John, or him. Just, you know, people in the emergency services sharing their experiences. And every week my respect levels go up. You know, every time I think I cannot respect the emergency services in this country more, I find out that I can.
And they also make us cry regularly.
Oh, my God. I mean, I got therapy when I was younger because my grandparents weren't nice to me. I just can't even imagine the wreck of a human being I would be if I had endured, you know.
And also, for the listeners and for Paul and Tegan, next Monday when we do our episode, I've got some really, really, really fucked up stories from the fire brigade that you haven't heard, Paul, that are so bad.
I'm very excited. Well, look, thank you. Really, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to another episode of Loose Ends. Thank you to Tegan Higginbotham, my wife. Thank you to John Verhoeven, my dad.
Oh, and Paul, can I just say one other thing that is really important?
Yeah.
Do you know that I once tried to write a book?
No.
I once got you to illustrate for me. Do the listeners know what a saveloy is?
Oh, Christ, it's this whole thing again.
No, it's really important because I want to say this. It's so difficult to write a book. People think they can write a book. Every second person you meet, oh, I'm going to write a book. No, you're not, because it ain't happening. But the thing is, I actually did want to write a book about a saveloy, which, as everyone or maybe no one knows, is a small sausage. And you actually did the most beautiful caricature. Do you remember?
I do remember, yes.
And the thing is, Paul, that I, in earnest, thank you for doing that beautiful caricature of this. His name was Bertie Saveloy, and he was a private investigator.
I'll draw him again.
You don't need to. Well, you can if you want to, but here's the funny thing, and this is really important. I need to share this with all the listeners, is that what happened was Bertie, he went to a dance, and he was tiny, obviously. He was the only Saveloy at the dance, and he fell off he saw this beautiful girl that was an actual proper-sized human, but he fell off the table and someone squashed him, and I realised then that I couldn't proceed with the story because he was dead.
Oh, you killed him? Yeah.
I killed him in the first page.
You know what I'm going to do as a treat, Dad? As a treat, because I remember how to draw him still. I'm going to draw Bertie Saveloy. I'm going to post him on the Facebook
page.
That'd
be lovely, because he had little shoes. He had a little weird thing, you know, they tie the sausage off at the top.
Yeah, a little tie thing. He was great. I mean, I think I'm really, 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 really chuffed that you said something that no one has said, and that is that writing books is fucking hard.
No, it is. It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God. And it takes so much time.
I tip my hat. It requires a level of self-discipline.
Which I don't have. You know, outside of Loose Units, I struggle to focus on things.
Paul, you're amazing. And if I was wearing a hat, I'd be tipping it to you right now.
Just tip that weird knot at the top of your head. Just give it a bend.
All right. Love you, mate. Keep me in the loop.
Love you, Dad. Talk soon, okay?
All right, chat later.
And bye, listeners.
Bye.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.